September 26, 2007. Welcome to Mining Weekly. In this podcast, read by Liesl Hill of Creamer Media's Mining Weekly, we bring you the past week's top news stories from the mining industry in South Africa and the rest of the world. In this week's bulletin, ARM and Norilsk approve a 3.2 billion rand expansion at Inkomati, De Beers Zeppelin is damaged in a crash, and Independence Platinum starts platinum production using Mintec's Conroe smelting technology. Nickel expansion. The owners of the Nkomati Nickel Mine in Mpumalanga have approved a 3.2 billion rand expansion plan to quadruple the yearly production at the mine. Joint owners African Rainbow Minerals, a black-owned South African company, and Norilsk Nickel from Russia expect the Phase 2 large-scale expansion to extend the life of the mine by 18 years to 2027. ARM and Norilsk will start construction early next year, and production will begin in the third quarter of 2009. Full production is expected to be reached in the first quarter of 2011. The companies say that average yearly nickel production in concentrate could be in the order of 20,500 tons, while byproduct output was expected to be 9,000 tons a year of copper and 110,000 ounces a year of platinum group metals. Zeppelin crash. The world's biggest diamond producer, De Beers, says that the airship that it uses to explore for diamonds in Botswana has been damaged in a crash, in which a crew member was injured. The diamond miner, which operates in partnership with the Botswana government in that country, says that the airship was tethered to its base at the time, but that a strong gust of wind had caused the attachment to break. The accident happened at the exploration base set up in the vicinity of the Juanling mine. The diamond giant says that although the airship's suspension will impact on its exploration, it has other technologies to continue the program. Platinum smelter. Emerging company Independence Platinum has started continuous smelting activities at Mintec Smelter in Johannesburg and plans to tap the first platinum group metal alloy this week. South African state-owned minerals and metallurgy researcher Mintec and Independence Platinum announced in August last year that they had signed an agreement for the commercial development and exploitation of Mintec's Conroe process. The technology, to which Independence Platinum has global rights, is being touted as a smelting breakthrough, as it is believed to easily cope with the normally vexing chrome content in UG2 ore, as well as the high nickel-bearing platreef on the northern limb of the Bushveld complex. The breakthrough comes at a time of noted smelting and refining undercapacity, accompanied by a large number of new platinum entrants. Also, in this week's Mining Weekly magazine, published on Friday, read our cover story on the so-called Chinafication of Africa. We also report on new equipment acquired by the CSIR to assist in the drive to combat silicosis. Finally, don't miss our feature on materials handling and logistics. That's a roundup of this week's stories on Creamer Media's Mining Weekly. For more on these and other stories, visit miningweekly.co.za.